One candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives wants your help to get on the ballot. Cheyenne resident Charlie Hardy got into the race after he found it difficult to communicate with our current congressional delegation. He's also concerned that the country remains at war. Hardy wants to run as an independent. He's long written and spoken about issues surrounding foreign affairs and has served as a Catholic priest and missionary. Hardy says that while he opposes the country's continued war effort, he is not anti-military.
Well, I saw where one candidate said, pull all our troops out of other countries. That's ridiculous. We need a presence around the world. I would like to see more emphasis on more peace bases around the world. We have military bases in over 150 countries, but we need a rejuvenation of the Peace Corps, AmeriCorps, investing in our young people in a variety of ways. And we need to make friends around the world. And I'm just afraid since 9/11, we've made more enemies than friends. Our best homeland security has got to be a priority. And homeland security, the best security we could have, is having lots of friends around the world. And I don't think we've been doing a good job on that.
A lot of discussion on the job front and certainly the budget, and they're separate issues but also the same in many regards. Once again, on jobs and maybe growing the economy, what are some things that this country isn't doing right now that you'd like to see happen?
My younger sister was a city commissioner in Atlanta, Georgia, in charge of the water system and sewer system for the whole city. She told me like 20 years ago, big problems are coming for the infrastructure of our country. Pipelines were put down over 100 years ago. They've got to be replaced. And then I was in New York City a couple years ago, and a pipeline blew up in Lexington Avenue. That's just a couple blocks from Grand Central Station. The bridge collapsed over the Mississippi. The bus driver from the shuttle bus from Denver to Cheyenne gets up and says, I'm going to do my best to avoid all the potholes, but this road is in absolutely terrible condition some places. Other places, just terrible conditions. Driving from Laramie to Rawlins, I pulled off the road one day because I thought I had a flat tire and discovered it was just the condition of the road. We have got to invest a lot more in the infrastructure in our country. And that's job creation, but it's good job creation for us.
Mm-hmm. As far as balancing the budget, a tricky one, but where would you like to see the focus be, and how might you like to see us proceed in that area?
When I was a child, I remember one of my sisters coming in the room. I was cleaning my room, and I was at my desk, and she said, Charlie, clean the big things first, then get down to the little things. If we look at our budget, really the biggest federal expense is on military expenses throughout the world. And we've got to look at that. And most politicians really do. They're talking about cutting back in every other area, whether it's transportation, whether it's health care or whatever. But they're just afraid to say anything. President Eisenhower wasn't afraid of it. He said, we've got to be concerned about the influence of the industrial military complex. And he was a general.
Yeah, would you also like to see any changes in the Affordable Care Act, and might that save money or anything along those lines?
For me, a guiding principle is this. It's a quotation of Abraham Lincoln, who said, the test of a people is how it behaves toward their own. It's easy to love children. Even tyrants and dictators make a point of being fond of children. But the affection and care of the old, the incurable, the helpless, are the true gold mine of a culture. I can't say everything is good or bad about, but I think we have to be guided by that principle. Collecting signatures, a person came up to me in Rock Springs and said, children should take care of their parents, and parents should provide for themselves. The government shouldn't be concerned about this at all. I don't agree with that.
Charlie Hardy, how would people get you on the ballot? What do they need to do if they would like to help you with your cause right now?
There is a website, charliehardyforcongress.org or .com. Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-I-E, Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y, for Congress. And there's the thing, help Charlie get on the ballot. There they can download a form, and there's the address on it and everything like that. And that would be a big help. We need 3,740, but they tell us get 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000. So any help before that could be sent to us before the deadline on August 27th, that would be great.
Charlie Hardy for Congress.org. Charlie, a pleasure. Thank you and good luck.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure, a real joy.